Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police releasing new video that shows the suspect in the Charlie Kirk murder escaping from the roof of a campus building after the shooting. Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Beau Mason.
As he did that, he left some palm impressions. There's some smudges, some places we're looking to collect DNA. There's a shoe imprint where we believe the suspect is clearly identified as wearing Converse tennis shoes.
So far, no arrests in the shooting. The U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis placed under lockdown on Thursday. One person hurt, according to the New York Times, a midshipman mistook an officer for a potential shooter, hit him in the head with a training weapon. They have released photos of the man they think did it, but so far there have been no arrests. Investors are hoping the Fed will use economic news that came down this week to lower interest rates at its meetings next week. 2.7% higher prices than 1 year ago. Applications for unemployment benefits also up. This is ABC News. A midshipman at the U.S. Naval Academy shot by security forces during a lockdown. Here's ABC's Louis Martinez.
The midshipman was shot as naval security personnel were in the process of clearing a building while the campus was on lockdown, according to a U.S. official. The midshipman was medevaced to a trauma center by Maryland State Police and is said to be in stable condition. An Academy spokesperson said the school had been placed in lockdown out of an abundance of caution in response to threats made to the Academy. A Navy official told ABC News that it was later determined that there was never an active shooter threat at the Academy. Louis Martinez, ABC News, the Pentagon.
For the second time in 2 weeks, smash-and-grab burglars have targeted a high-end store on Chicago's Magnificent Mile. This time it was a Louis Vuitton store on North Michigan Avenue. A group of suspects crashing a pickup into the store, grabbing as many things as they could, and then fleeing in a second vehicle, striking an SUV. The driver of that car was killed. Seven people have been caught. Two are still out there. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay Nation is flying high as the Packers pull off another win at home after a quick turnaround against the Washington Commanders. The two teams are major contenders for the NFC title. Washington's last win over the Packers at Lambeau was back in 1986. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering their own security in the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
The idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The owner of a downtown Green Bay bar is asking Brown County courts to overturn the city's decision not to renew his liquor license. In a petition filed earlier this month, Stage One bar owner Alexander Graziano alleges the city council's decision was unfair and the non-renewal a product of bias. Graziano, who is self-representing, is seeking a jury trial on the matter. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand, anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a three-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Durang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning two games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0, against two really good teams, you know, big playoff teams last year. It feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on. But it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible after midnight. A mild night with a low of 63. On Saturday, partly sunny with highs near 80. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. From her eye, but we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Good morning, Dan Marcus. It's Friday.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling.
KDPW. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW. You found us now. Share us with your friends. Won't cost you anything, right? Does us a world of good. So tell somebody, just tune in. Just try 97.9. And we're also at 1590 AM. It's WGBW. Stands for Weir, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Easy enough. I did some checking because, and then this is a nerdy thing to do, I admit. But I looked up online to see when the sun sets before 7 p.m. this time of the year. The official sunset at 6:58 is next Wednesday. Now, you know, don't read anything into that. I'm just saying it's just one of those FYI things that a nerd like me looks up.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into Mass Appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to MassAppealWI.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41. From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwaba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. This is a Friday wake-up kind of song.
Warden threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard those knocked-out jailbirds sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in the old cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played his inner sack. We'll be right back.
shifted and he said, mix, nix. I wanna stick around, I wanna get my kick. Let rock. Everybody let rock. And everybody in old cell block. Well, Danny do the jail, let rock. 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 WGBW.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. I just looked around. I just look around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? Then we'll be free. Someday, soon, he's gone.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, said Dan proudly, broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios, almost said Civic Music Studios, downtown Green Bay on Washington Street, where tomorrow will be the site of another farmer's market. And that one runs, what, 7 a.m. to noon, I believe the hours are on that. And I'm going by memory on that, so can't believe me for certain. I think I'm close. Hey, coming up Sunday, well, there's no Packer game Sunday. I mean, we won nicely last night. Fun game to watch. And if you're looking for something to do, just sit around the radio and enjoy the tunes, because every Sunday is a Segway Sunday at WGBW. That just means lots more music and just the way you like it, right? So it's what we do here at the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty to keep
till you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. You just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me. Until you use me up. Until you use me up. Sometimes it's true you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high class people. And then you act real rude to me. Yeah, but oh baby, 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 when you love me, I can't get enough. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me. Until you use me up. Until you use me up. Talking about you using people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you use me, cause I sure am using you to do the things you do.
Just an interesting singer, Bill Withers, did Use Me on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. And he also did songs like Ain't No Sunshine and Lean On Me. Also did Just the Two of Us a little later on in his career. He's been gone since 2020. I'm Dan Marcus. Let's focus now with the morning markets coming up with Ag News in just a couple of minutes. But first, here's Connie in the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. The owner of a downtown Green Bay bar is asking Brown County courts to overturn the city's decision not to renew his liquor license. In a petition filed earlier this month, Stage One bar owner Alexander Graziano alleges the city council's decision was unfair and the non-renewal a product of bias. Graziano, who is self-representing, is seeking a jury trial on the matter. Preliminary enrollment data for schools in the UW system, now rebranded as the Universities of Wisconsin, is out. It shows that enrollment across public universities has largely held steady. UW-Stevens Point, UW-Whitewater, and UW-Milwaukee led the way in increased enrollments, but enrollment at UW-Green Bay did tick up by a few hundred to about 11,500 this fall. UW-Oshkosh, though, reported a decline of about 500 students. The Fox City's campus closed at the end of the spring semester because of declining enrollment. Green Bay Nation is flying high as the Packers pull off another win at home after a quick turnaround against the Washington Commanders. The two teams are major contenders for the NFC title. Washington's last win over the Packers at Lambeau was back in 1986. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand, anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
You may already be seeing some holiday decorations at the store, But guess what? We're not seeing holiday impacts on the marketplace yet. I'm Pierre Bianchi, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Ryan Yonkman, vice president of EverAg, says right now when it comes to the dairy complex, we're missing some of those seasonal buyers, those folks that are in the marketplace buying things like cheese for cheese boxes coming up during the holidays. He said it may come, but right now it's missing.
And I'll be the first to own. I got egg on my face right now. This is very typically a time of year where I like to leave a section of milk open to see what can happen. This is our prime time for all the reasons you just stated. And in the moment of now, to our dismay, it hasn't mattered. We've done nothing but break, which is fairly telling about the supply situation and probably more importantly, the lack of interested buyers during this demand season. Now, that said, it's early September. That window is still probably another 30 days out of all these holiday orders needing to come to fruition.
Ryan Yonkman, vice president of EverAg, and that seasonal demand missing means that markets were down again yesterday in Chicago. Barrel cheese dropped another 4 cents to 163.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 5.25 cents to 162. Double A butter on Thursday down 3.75 cents, 192.75 a pound. What's happening on a Friday morning? Well, those numbers are next.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice: change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols, because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Farmers and ranchers across the country trust Can-Am because of how they build, support, and stand behind their machines. Now they're backing that trust with even more. Get 24 months of coverage when you purchase select Defender and Outlander models through the Can-Am Agricultural and Business Program. That's how confident they are in the durability of their units. That's not all. You also get a rebate up to $3,500. Give your fleet the upgrade it deserves. Visit the Can-Am website to learn more about the program. Offer ends October 31st. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
This morning in overnight trade, right now we've got December corn unchanged at 419. March corn unchanged 437. November beans down a penny, currently at 10.33. December wheat's unchanged at 5.21. July new crop unchanged, 5.58. Right now, October class 3 milk that goes into cheese, that's down 2 cents, 16.30. November this morning stands 16.25 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yankee.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible after midnight. A mild night with a low of 63. On Saturday, partly sunny with highs near 80. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
WGBW.
So listen there.
local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW, 50 degrees, 638. I rounded up a few seconds. With Bobby Sherman.
The bluest skies you've ever seen in Seattle. And the hills, the greenest green in Seattle. Like a beautiful child growing up, free and wild, full of hopes and full of fears, full of laughter, full of tears, full of dreams to last the years in Seattle. In Seattle. When it's time to leave your home and your loved one, the hardest thing a boy can ever do. And you pray that you will find someone warm and sweet and kind. But you're not sure what's waiting there for you. The bluest skies you've ever seen in Seattle.
So good.
Ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game,
and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, where we specialize in music that is still popular, but came out just a few years ago. And if you like the Everly Brothers, there is an Everly Brothers tribute band called the Everly Set, and is coming to the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center October 3rd. It looks like it's going to be a very good show, and I'm not promising tickets, but okay, I'm promising tickets. You could win tickets by keeping it here on WGBW.
Hey, Green Bay and Northeastern Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
If you're looking for an opportunity to be heard by the city, One has just presented itself. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Monday, September 15th, from 6 till 7 p.m. at Titletown Brewing, you can stop by and chat about what's on your mind with Green Bay City District 7 Council Member and Alderman Alyssa Prophet. This is a new approach for her to get to know her neighbors, and she's eager to listen, learn, and hopefully act on your behalf. Check it out by heading to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
The only downside to playing a Thursday night game is you have to wait a week and a half for the next Packer game, you know? WGBW.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your far away,
or too tired to say I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Behind
6:53, and oh man, my voice, did you hear that? I just hit puberty on the air. 6:53, 50 degrees at the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Okay, it's Friday. You can thank Connie Feldman for this song, Spy Request, on WGBW.
Francisco. You're gonna meet some gentle people there. All those who come to San Francisco, summertime will be a loving there. In the streets of San Francisco, gentle
Preston, police still looking for the gunman in the shooting of activist Charlie Kirk. The FBI has released photos of the man they think was responsible and video showing a man running on the roof of a campus building and jumping off after the single gunshot was fired. ABC's Morgan